The city's sustainability staff will update council members on the city's renewable energy plan. Part of that plan calls for adding 576 solar panels to the roof of the Mark, providing for more than 150 kilowatts of solar power. City Manager Diane Foster says since the building was already pre-wired for solar panels, it makes sense to go ahead with this project eventually.
The plan initially with the Mark was to put solar on it. In fact, when the Mark was built, conduit was put in, and a lot of times it's very expensive to go back and retrofit a building. So that building is actually all prepared to get solar panels. So the plan was to do that, and because we are not meeting our carbon reduction goals, you know, on a per square foot basis, or if we hadn't added facilities, we'd be fine. But to meet the needs of the community, we needed to both install the water treatment plant. And when we redid the Mark, the decision was that it should be air conditioned. And I know the tennis players are pretty happy this summer. And so it does use more energy. So the plan is to put solar panels. What staff is suggesting is that we could put solar panels on to help that.
Since the project currently isn't included in the council-approved capital improvements plan, Foster says other projects would need to get cut or the budget increased. It's a decision, she says, that would be made next year.
At this point, we're not asking council to give us a specific yes or no. It's more directional. Do you want us to look at this? And what would happen is it would go into the five-year capital improvement project bucket, and there's a team of staff that evaluates those items and prioritizes them and then brings that to council with a recommendation. So council would actually specifically look at this as part of the 2015-2016 budget season, which will occur between February and July of 2014.
That's Park City Manager Diane Foster. The discussion on renewable energy takes place in work session this afternoon starting at about 4:40. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.